Cade Simonge against Davis Hackbarth for the opening faceoff of period number three. Puck drops. Tell me how this one ends. Period three is underway. And the Evergreens send it to their offensive zone. Grant Ortell is chasing. The Evergreens take it away. Centering right through the crease. Hackbarth from the far side boards. Held on. Bouncing puck towards the net. Set there by the Evergreens. Kenton Ottinger goes to the corner. Spash gets it out. Evergreens, though, are on the engine for the opening part of the third period. Evergreens take the puck back at neutral ice. Overskating. Spash comes back the other way. Gunnar Zroik. Zroik with a bouncer towards the net. That is corralled by Ethan Hurt and sent behind for one of his teammates. Hurt was a little unsure on that bouncing puck that wasn't sliding, was kind of bouncing and skidding along the ice. Evergreens come away with this. A little bit too far ahead for Zinda. Brandon Vilko for Stevens Point is there. Nope, Evergreens send it to the corner. Hackbarth against Vilko. Vilko was able to get it ahead before Hackbarth arrived, and Spash at their own blue line. Evergreens take it away here. Zinda onside to Ortell. Ortell slides it back. Zinda was trying to lunge back for that puck behind him. Lost his footing. Went down to the ice. Spash comes back the other way. Taken away by the Evergreens' Brady Bunnell. Spash has been a little bit sloppy here on the starting minutes of the third period. See if the Evergreens can take advantage of that. Spash cross ice. That pass is too long. Parker Hurt goes back to get it. Hurts in his own defensive end. No turnover here. Spash has that deflect off the boards. Hurt now gets it ahead to Quinton Shiro. Evergreens go back. Puck is flicked ahead, trying to battle this. Wow, it went off one of the Spash defenders, Austin Conley, and towards the goal. Spencer Wiersba covers it up, and the Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff that they probably don't deserve. 5:18 left in regulation, tied 2-2. You know, a tie, should we get there, still works for the Evergreens because they have the earlier season win against Spash. Spash, if they want to hold on to second place, really needs to come away with a win tonight. Evergreens, of course, 2-2, are thinking about getting this one into the win column, too. Spash tried to center that. It's behind their player. Quinton Shiro takes it away. Shiro's got Jaglinski ahead. Shiro instead plays it to the corner. Spash defensive players there. Shiro closes on the puck. Spash comes away with it. And Spash just turned it over. Jaglinski tried to sweep that forward. Taken down from behind is Shiro. No penalty. Spash, Trey Metz plays it all the way back. Spash is on a change. Stevens Point circles back. Cale Bolton goes ahead to Mason Keller. Keller tried to center that too long. Yaku sweeps it away for the Evergreens. Back at the blue line. Shot on goal for Stevens Point. Yaku's didn't quite clear it. And the shot from Cale Bolton is wide of the near side post. Keeps us tied at two apiece. 14:20 to play in regulation. Still tied 2-2. Spash in their defensive zone. Far side boards. The chances have started to even out a little bit in the period. Evergreens send this to the corner where Alex Kisley tries to get that centered. Kisley was forced away from that puck by the Stevens Point player, Cale Bolton. And the Evergreens now win this puck at neutral ice. Two on one. Here come the Evergreens. Parker Nitzke. Nitzke has Kisley in front. Tried to leave it for a trailer. There was no one there. Kisley thought there was someone behind and instead goes out of the zone. Evergreens will have to tag up. That deflected off one of the Spash players and actually went on goal. Deflected off Vilko, and Spencer Wiersba steers it behind his own net. Spash comes back the other way. Carrying it forward is Vilko. Zinda is there for the Evergreens. Takes it back. 13 and a half to play. The Evergreens have just given the puck away. A little bit too far out in front of Cade Simonge, and the Evergreens, no harm there. Take it right back. Here's Ortell. One on one with a trailer. Ortell's shot is blocked. Zinda carries it in. Back and score! Eddie Zinda has broken the tie! Ortell put it on goal. It was blocked by Spencer Wiersba, and trailing is Eddie Zinda, who scores! Eddie Zinda's mom and dad, they're going crazy down below us. The Evergreens retake the lead 3-2 on Parents' Night. Eddie Zinda's parents are at everything. They're out for the football season all fall every Friday night, and they see their kids score the go-ahead goal here. Goal came at 13 at 3:45 of the second period. Eddie Zinda from Grant Ortell. Grant Ortell gets the assist for the Evergreens. and the Evergreens reestablished the lead. Again, that was a 2-1 opportunity where the Evergreens simply won the puck from Stevens Point and created a good chance for themselves. Evergreens onside again here. Evergreens Ortell working down to the goal line. Ortell tried to slip that to the forehand side, went right through the crease, rebound just wide. Wiersbo was beat, and jabbing at that on goal for the Evergreens was Kisley, went wide of the far side post. Evergreens have retaken the lead 3-2 here, 12 and a half to play in the period. Spash coming back the other way. That deflects off the stick of Marcus Podzanski. Evergreens come back. Colby Schmidt. Schmidt tried to split two defenders, lost the puck doing so. Spash back in their own defensive end. Comes off the near side boards here. Noah Sperlin for Stevens Point. Goes behind the net. The Evergreens have a player there. That's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell flicks it out of the zone. Spash holds in at the blue line. Didn't quite get it clear. Spash sends it to the boards, wrapped around behind the net. Evergreens have a player there. Parker Hurt. Back behind the net again. Brady Bunnell. Now goes ahead to Quinton Shiro. Shiro could not get it out of the zone. Held in right in front of the Spash bench. Now it deflects out of play. Got a stoppage at 11:50. So the Evergreens will try and make this 3-2 lead stand up. Eddie Zinda. Happy for Eddie to get the goal and happy to see it for his parents too. The Zinda family always has a nice word too. Always say hello when I get to see them when I'm coming in and setting up for football or for hockey in the winter months. So the Zinda family sees their kids stake the Evergreens to a 3-2 lead. Spash wins the faceoff from outside the blue line, bounces off the boards. Evergreens bounce that back out to neutral ice. Spash cross ice, a little bit of room there for Mason Keller, but Jacob Jakus closes right on him. Jakus takes the puck away. Jakus is along the near side boards now. Fast skater, he's onside. Jakus has a trailer here, has Quinton Shiro and Brady Bunnell. Jakus instead left it in the corner. Evergreen's not on a change. Spash takes the puck back. Now under 11 minutes. Spash tries to center. Too far. Kenton Ottinger is there. Cross ice to Shiro. Shiro's taken down. Penalty on that? No, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on a minute. Quinton Shiro was pulled down by Aiden Botcher, and Botcher goes to the penalty box because of it. Botcher to the sin bin for the second time tonight for that action against Quinton Shiro. Boy, the Evergreens can go a big way towards securing this victory if they can finally get themselves a power play goal here. Penalty at 6:03 of the period. Aiden Botcher for interference. Evergreens 0-2 on the power play so far tonight. Spash sends this all the way down. While Spash shorthanded possesses the puck, Jakus is fighting for it here, and Hackbarth will take it away for the Evergreens. Yeah, can the Evergreens deliver a knockout blow with a goal on this power play? They're already leading 3-2. If Spash is successful with the penalty kill, there'll be 9 minutes left in regulation when we get back to 5-on-5. Jakus cross-ice pass to Ortell right on the tape. Ortell circles back. Zinda is filling in. Spash tries to send this down. Hackbarth keeps it in. Cross ice. Shot on goal just wide from the Evergreens. Brady Bunnell. Evergreens hold in on the far side boards. Bouncing puck to Jaglinski. Bad pass. Taken away. Hackbarth is back. Spash looks for a short-handed opportunity. Hackbarth came away. Took this away. Got a penalty coming up. It's going to be a penalty on the Evergreens, I think. This power play is going to go by the wayside. We're going to go back to 4-on-4 hockey. It's the first penalty called against the Evergreens. Grant Ortell is going off. So 4-on-4 for a minute and 6 seconds. Then Spash will have a power play for 54 seconds to follow that. Penalty at 6:57 of the period. Cross-checking. Puck drops. It's in the offensive zone for Stevens Point. Again, the Evergreens have a 3-2 lead. Got to defend this. This puck went out of the rink off the faceoff. Another offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point. I would think the more spread out 4-on-4 hockey favors Spash. They've got some fast skaters. Evergreens flick this puck forward. Spash still holds the zone. Got a whistle. Did that puck go out of play? Yeah, it did. That bounced into the Everest bench and then came back into the rink. and there's some confusion. They're going to say that went out off of Stevens Point. At 4-on-4, we're going to move all the way down to the other end of the Green Heck ice. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Again, 4-on-4 with Adrian Botcher and Grant Ortel each serving two-minute minors. 45 seconds left of the 4-on-4 hockey. The Evergreens have taken this away but unable to hold the zone is Quinton Shiro. Evergreens cross ice. Here's Jaglinski, bouncing puck to the corner. It is an Eddie Zinda goal that has staked the Evergreens to this 3-2 lead. Spash is back in their own defensive end. 30 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Pass is trailing to Brady Dillingham, and Spash is offside. Stops the clock with 9:21 left. Both teams will get new skaters on. Face-off at the near dot outside the Spash blue line. Cade Simaj takes the draw against Davis Hackbarth. Cade wins it, but Hackbarth is skating towards the puck. It's along the near side board. Spash controls. Goes back to Simaj, who circles around to Mason Keller. Keller is along the near side boards, bouncing puck onside. High hit there, just level Brady Dillingham. No penalty. Spash one-on, Evergreens one-on-one the other way. Here's Davis Hackbarth looking for a filler and the shot wide. Hackbarth didn't give himself a good angle there. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens retreat. All right, the Spash player is now out of the penalty box, so the Evergreens are shorthanded but still possess the puck. Evergreens down a man. 40 seconds left at a Stevens Point power play. Hackbarth shorthanded, just gathered the puck in. Hackbarth to Zinda again in front. Zinda jabbing, and it's underneath Wiersba. Zinda actually got two looks at the net and was denied both times. Zinda bidding for a two-goal night. The Evergreens looking for a shorthanded goal there. Evergreens still lead 3-2, and this is going to be an offensive zone faceoff with Spash with a 5-on-4 advantage on the ice. Evergreens with a 3-to-2 advantage on the scoreboard. Zinda will take this. Evergreens win it shorthanded, flicked on goal, loose in front, and deflects off to the near side. Spash has not gotten a look at the net, and the Evergreens on this power play have gotten four chances. This is stick checked away by Jaglinski. Good play defensively. Spash works cross ice, looking for the equalizer. 15 seconds left in the power play. That deflects on front, and the Spash Panthers have just tied the game. The Evergreens' Ethan Hurt had to go down to protect the near side post, and the puck bounced to the far side. Spash gets a power play goal and ties us at 3 apiece. The penalties hurt you. They really do. The goal comes at 9:47 of the third period, tying us 3 apiece. So now both teams go back to even strength. 8:13 left in regulation to try and break what is now a 3-3 tie. The goal belongs to Luka Weinkoff. Austin Conley gets the assist, no relation. Tied 2 apiece. Beg your pardon, tied 3 apiece here. 3-3. Puck went out of play just a minute ago. 8 minutes left to break the tie. Faceoff is outside the Everest blue line. Spash wins it. The next goal feels like it could be decisive. Spash tried to slide that through the crease. It's too far out in front, comes out of the zone. Spash possesses again at neutral ice and plays it back to Mason Keller. Evergreen's Grant Ortel is chasing. 3-3 is our score right now. Spash bangs this off the near side boards. Pass ahead. 2-on-2 for Stevens Point, and losing the puck is Aiden Botcher. Puck is free along the far side boards, and Davis Hackbarth picks it up for the Evergreens. Hackbarth circles back, pass all the way ahead to Ortel. What a great pass. Ortel has scored! Hackbarth from long range put it right on the stick of Grant Ortel, and Grant Ortel has his second goal tonight. It was a great pass from Davis Hackbarth that set up Grant Ortel. From blue line to blue line, Hackbarth put it right on the tape of Ortel. Grant Ortel has lit the lamp twice tonight, and the Evergreens retake the lead, 4-3. Spash has not led tonight. The goal comes at 9:44. Grant Ortel, Evergreens retake the lead. And off the faceoff goes right back to the corner. Evergreens won their earlier meeting against Stevens Point 4-2. They lead 4-3 here. So Stevens Point's got to find another goal to try and get even again. Evergreens along the near side boards. I thought the Spash win down at Stevens Point was the Evergreens' best win of the season. And the Evergreens looking for another entertaining quality win here against Stevens Point. The first time in, I don't know, in as long as I've been doing these Everest hockey games, the Evergreens will have swept the season series from Stevens Point. Spash with a bouncing puck ahead, a little bit behind Jacob Sankey. Yakuz is there, tries to get it centered. It's too far in front. Brady Bunnell disrupts the chance. Very soon, the clock will become a friend of the Evergreens. 6:20 to play in the game. Evergreens got Eddie Zinda to put them up by one goal, 3-2. And after Spash got even, it's Grant Ortel who puts the Evergreens up 4-3. Evergreens 2-on-2, tried to slide that puck ahead for Colby Schmidt. Instead, bounces into the corner. Schmidt's going to look to hold this here while the Evergreens get a change. Spash comes back the other way. 6 minutes to play, and the Evergreens holding a one-goal lead. Stevens points offside. No, ice the puck there. Right, they didn't touch anyone as it was going down. The Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff way back down at the other end of the rink. And Grant Ortel, who's the hero right now, is going to take this draw. Ortel is playing the best hockey late in the series, late in the season, senior year. Off the faceoff, Yakuz wound that up from the blue line, went off Wiersba's blocker, bounced into the corner. Spash has a player there. Cale Bolton. Yeah, Stevens Point can't make any errors here. The Evergreens will win this game if they get another goal, go up by two. Take it away here by Ortel. Ortel sent it to the corner. Spash player is closest. 30 seconds more have come off the clock since that last faceoff. 5.5 left in regulation. Evergreens by a goal. Evergreens get this ahead to Zinda. It's a one-on-one, and Zinda's fast enough. Hackbarth joins as a trailer. Zinda held up for a minute, and it was behind Hackbarth. Off the near side boards, Ketton Ottinger on that wound up off Hackbarth's stick and then off the blocker of Spencer Wiersba. Puck bounces down the ice the other end. Wave off icing that went off the Everest player. Spash going to fight for this in the corner. Evergreens looking to melt away the final 5 minutes of play here. Spash holds back to their blue line. Flicked on goal. That's well wide. Brady Dillingham misfired to the near side. From behind the net, Spash still holds Evergreens. Yaku sends it all the way around the boards and will wave off icing. Yeah, both teams get on a change. Deflected off the Spash player trying to hold it in. New skaters on. Evergreens control at the red line. Coming forward is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell lost it in traffic. Spash takes it back. Stevens Point in their defensive end. Spash plays this along the near side boards to Austin Conley. Overskated. The Evergreens player Jaglinski cross ice. Haven't had a lot of stoppages. Very few penalties here. Spash got even for a moment on a power play goal before the Evergreens Ortel put us back on. Colby Schmidt for the Evergreens tried to center. Knocked away there by Trey Mintz. 4 minutes left in the game from long range. Spash from outside the blue line put that on goal. Ethan Hurt with a stick save. Gathered it in for the Evergreens. Colby Schmidt tries to center for Brady Bunnell. Evergreens are in the zone. Here is Ortel. Ortel, why not put it on goal from the boards from the far side. Goes off of Wiersba's pads and goes to the corner. Time's getting late for Stevens Point. And just taking the puck away, here's Eddie Zinda. Zinda tried to transfer backhand to forehand and lost it into the corner. Zinda still follows the puck here. Hackbarth from behind the net. Hackbarth trying to get that centered into the skates of Jacob Sankey for Spash. Spash is back in their defensive end. And here's Ortel again. Ortel pulled down to the ice. No penalty. They'll swallow the whistle in the late stages there. Ortel got yanked down by Mason Keller. Not called. Spash sends it across the ice to the near side boards. Evergreens win the battle. Got a penalty coming up here. Hand pass. Not a penalty. It's going to be an offensive zone faceoff, though. Now under 3 minutes to play, and they are calling offsetting penalties here. Both penalty box doors swing open. Jacob Yakus off for the Evergreens. Jacob Sankey off for Spash. So we're going to continue to skate 5-on-5. The Evergreens, though, lose a key player at 2:59 to play. Boy, would you like Yakus on the ice here. Discussing where the faceoff will come, it'll come from outside the Stevens Point blue line. Offsetting roughing. So we still play 5-on-5 hockey here. Outside the blue line, Spash controls. They go back to neutral ice. Red line jabbed at it there along the board is Quinton Shiro. Shiro comes away with the puck. Now Spash counterattacks Austin Conley. Conley left it back for one of his teammates, and Spash has to retreat. 2:40 and counting left in regulation. Evergreens are along the far side boards. Evergreens want to make sure they don't turn this puck over in the defensive end, and they have. Taken away by Simaj, tries to center into a lot of traffic, and the Evergreens sweep it off to the side. And the Evergreens will flick it down the ice. This will be icing. Good play to flick it down by Quinton Shiro. Got the puck out of danger there. Offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point. It's to the left of Ethan Hurt. Hurt needs to hold on for 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Spash is taking their timeout here. I mean, at some point, too, Stevens Point, if they're still trailing by a goal, is going to try and get the goalie off. We have the East Merrill United-Wisconsin Rapids game coming up. Once this comes to an end, 2:20 from now. I'm Chris Conley. Period started 2-2. Evergreens took the lead on the Eddie Zinda goal, 3-2. Spash on the power play from Luka Weinkoff tied us again at 3-3. And just 1 minute after Spash got it tied, Grant Ortell got a great pass from blue line to blue line from Davis Hackbarth, and Ortell beat Spencer Wiersma to give the Evergreens the 4-3 lead they enjoy right now. I'm sure Spash is discussing now when and under what circumstance they would try and get their goalie off and skate 6-on-5. At the 2:20 mark, it's high risk and minimal reward right now. But, you know, if we get another minute down into this game and Spash is still trailing by a goal, to try and get Spencer Wiersma off then. If anything, it's a little bit easier to get your goalie off and a little bit harder to get an empty net goal on the big Olympic size rink where Spash normally plays at the KB Willett Arena that is shorter and narrower ice. Offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point, trailing by a goal to these DC Everest Evergreens. 4-3, 2:20 left. Puck drops. Goes into the corner, the Evergreens. Parker Hurt controls. Spash comes up and takes it away. Prodzinski. Evergreens have 2 players fighting for this puck behind the net. It comes free to the Evergreens. Cross-ice pass. Eddie Zinda's chasing it. It's too far out in front of him. Mason Keller comes back. 2 minutes to play. Pucks along the near side boards. Too long. Bad pass for Stevens Point, and the Evergreens take it away. Evergreens don't necessarily need another goal. They need to possess the puck and deny Stevens Point chances. The Point goalie is still on here. That puck is deflected, goes out of play. And down at the other end of the ice, Spencer Wiersma is coming off the ice now with 1:45 left in the game. Empty net down at the other end, playing this 6-on-5 now. So Spash gets the extra skater on. Evergreens win this. It's in the corner. Smash still holds the zone, though. Evergreens are jabbing at it along the far side boards, and it comes out of the zone. Smash retreats back to their own red line. Again, Spash skating 6-on-5 with an empty net down at the other end. Bouncing puck to the corner. Stevens Point is onside there. Evergreens fight for this puck now in the corner. Stevens Point's got it. Spash behind the net, down near the goal line, still not in the scoring area, trying to get this centered cross ice on the stick of Mason Keller. The Evergreens packing this in, jabbing near side, it's behind the net again, out of danger for the moment. 1 minute left in regulation here. Spash still holds the zone. They're holding this zone with the Evergreens trying to secure this win. 6-on-5. The Evergreens have not really possessed the puck to try and flick this down empty net. Far side boards. Hackbarth is there, and it comes out. Did that deflect off one of the Stevens Point players? It's just wide of the empty net. Spash goes down to retreat it. 35 seconds left in regulation. Spash is still 6-on-5. They're onside here for a final rush. 30 seconds left. The Evergreens holding the 4-3 lead. Spash along the far side board. It's deflected. That went out of the zone. They're going to have to touch up. Whistle stops it. Spash was offside. 24 seconds left. Spash is going to have to put the goalie back on. Yeah, that puck went out of play. Going to come down to the other end of the ice for a faceoff in the Evergreens offensive zone. So the goalie's got to come back on for Stevens Point with only 24 seconds left in the game. Evergreens feeling a little bit better about their chances for victory here. They win the draw. Goes back to Yakus, who is now out of the penalty box. Flicked behind the net. Again, the Spash Panthers are back in their defensive end. They need to make one more rush. 15 seconds now. Skated forward to Luka Winecoff. Too long. Evergreens send it out. 10 seconds left. Spash has the goalie off again. 6-on-5. But the Evergreens possess the puck. 4-3. The Evergreens are going to do it. The DC Everest Evergreens have just defeated the Stevens Point Panthers. The Evergreens sweep the season series. DC Everest over Stevens Point. Our final score is 4-3 in a third period thriller. Congratulations to the Evergreens. Grant Ortell sends Mom and Dad home happy on Parents' Night. We'll be back with a happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.